The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program on the behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. We should look at 1 Peter 3, verse 7 again and understand that a man needs to understand that a woman is more easily hurt than a man, and to dwell with her accordingly. 1 Peter 3, verse 7 says this, "Likewise, you husbands, dwell with them with understanding, giving honor to the wife as to the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers may not be hindered." Christ is telling us that your prayers just may not reach the ears of God if you both aren't struggling to build a good marriage and family, and he places most of the effort on the man. He says to the man, "Dwell with her according to knowledge." This should give us more of an understanding and more of an idea as to how important this holy institution is to God and Christ, and should be to you and me. It's so important that your prayers can actually be hindered if you aren't living up to, or at least in the process of living up to, your marital vows, and to realize that your wife is tender emotionally, and treat her as such by showing compassion, love, kindness, and understanding at all times. Notice Malachi 2, verse 15. "But did he not make them one, having a remnant of the Spirit? And why one? He seeks godly offsprings. Therefore, take heed to your spirit, and let none deal treacherously with the wife of his youth." God asked the question, "Didn't I make a man and his wife one?" God said, "The two shall become one flesh." The one that became Jesus Christ made that statement in the first wedding ceremony ever performed, and it still applies today. God said the holy institution of marriage is for the purpose of producing godly offsprings. At least that is one of the very important purposes of marriage. It means kids reared and taught by parents that are godly, living a godly life in the holy institution of marriage and setting the right example for kids, being in agreement and in a good attitude towards each other, and showing the love and the concern for one another and for their kids that should be. But many kids don't even know who their parents are, and especially their father. What a shame to twist and pervert and ignore God's word. Do what you want. Kill those babies. Murder those innocent lives, your offspring that you produced while enjoying the pleasure of sin, perverted and twisted sex. Make abortion legal so I can do what I want to. My friends, we will pay for that as well as all our other sins, and we are now, but the price will get much higher. Never mind what God has ordained as holy and good. Let's do it our way, sound like our world and our nation. Well, you might want to ask yourself, does that sound like me? Is that my attitude? Is that my mindset and my thinking? We don't have to rear godly offspring, so we think. Well, we see the results. We have legalized abortion, so we think we are justified to shirk our God-given duty and responsibility of the holy institution of marriage. Swap partners whenever you please, and don't be responsible to rear godly offspring, or just abort them, murder them, as it is that we do. We don't have to obey God. We can do what we want. We have food, water, air, and many luxuries of life. Who needs to listen to God? That seems to be our thinking. And look at our miserable life. We can't seem to put two and two together and realize what's causing all the misery we suffer. What a surprise this nation and this world will have when all the murdered little innocent babies will be resurrected and given to those that had them murdered and those that murdered them to rear and train as godly offspring. Those that are married and rearing a family should understand their responsibility of a good marriage and rearing of their kids as godly offspring. Marriage and the family is truly one of the most important institutions that God has ordained. Do you know, my friends, that is next to the institution or the God-given ordained plan of salvation. God is reproducing himself through the institution of holy matrimony. He is building his family, and he has given us a big responsibility in this process. A very important responsibility in this process is producing godly offspring by and through the institution of marriage. God didn't give Adam a lot of women and command him to be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and not to be responsible for rearing and training his kids. He gave him one wife, yes, only one wife, that God gave Adam. And God taught them what they should know, at least enough to get started on the right track toward a good marriage, a happy family, before he allowed Satan to get to them. They turned away from God and produced ungodly offspring, except for Abel, as the Bible tells us. They didn't become one flesh in their marriage as God required, but were at odds with one another, perhaps blaming one another for their problems, not setting a godly example in the home and the marriage and the rearing of their kids. They had to experiment and try to find a better way than what God had taught them. That's what this world has done ever since. We try to find a better way than God's way, and that means in every aspect of life, including marriage, rearing of our kids, even religion, and building our society, our finances, and trying to find the way to peace, so on so forth. And where are we? Yes, I ask, where are we? Has our way worked? Have our marriages and child rearing, or perhaps I should say our lack of child rearing, worked? Not too difficult to answer that, is it? Malachi 2:15 again. But did he not make them one, having a remnant of the Spirit? And why one? He seeks godly offspring. Therefore take heed to your spirit, and let none deal treacherously with the wife of his youth. Notice the last part of this verse. It says, let none deal treacherously with the wife of his youth, meaning your first and only wife till death do you part, meaning live up to your marital vows. Be true and loyal to your wife. And of course the wife is supposed to live up to her marital vows as well, and be true and loyal and faithful to her husband. Yes, always treat her as something very precious and tender, for indeed she is. And this should be taught to kids very early in life. Notice Proverbs 18, verse 22. He who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. Yes, indeed, if we were taught the importance of marriage and the blessing and responsibility that's involved, taught that you will have favor and be blessed by God, especially if you work to make your marriage what it ought to be, and your kids will be blessed as well. And this is a promise from Jesus Christ and God the Father. And that would be a good thing, wouldn't it? That would be a great blessing if we were always blessed. You and your family, your kids, were always blessed by God. And God says if you live up to your marital vows, that is a promise from him that he would do that. Notice Proverbs 19 and verse 14. Houses and riches are an inheritance from fathers, but a prudent wife is from the Lord. Just as God created a wife not a live-in, not someone to wipe your feet on, but a gift and a precious gift at that for Adam, so he has done for man ever since. When God says houses and riches are an inheritance from fathers, but a prudent wife is from the Lord, Christ is telling us, telling man to appreciate, cherish, love, and care for his gift from God. Yes, care for that gift that God has given him. He is also telling us that riches are not to be compared to this gift that only God can give. For a prudent wife is the best thing that could happen to mortal man. He is made complete. He has a part of self back. They are a family and are unto increase their family by rearing godly offspring. And God is increasing his family through the human family. God didn't intend to increase his family out of wedlock, because out of wedlock there's no one there to teach and rear and train godly offsprings. These things should have been taught in the home, the schools, the churches, by government from the time of Adam and Eve right down to our day. And they will be taught in God's kingdom that will be on this earth, which is coming very soon now, my friends. It's not too late for your family to do that even now, and you should. You can mend your marriage if you will follow the guidelines God has given in his word. Notice Ecclesiastes 9 and verse 9. It says this, live joyfully with a wife whom you love all the days of your vain life, which he has given you under the sun. all your days of vanity, for that is your portion in life and in the labor which you perform under the sun. Yes, to live joyfully with your wife should be a big part of our education in the home, the school, churches, at a very early age for kids. And God says that is your portion. That is one of the main things that will make you happy and contented, is to live joyfully with the wife of your youth. That will produce the happiness and joy for the duration of your marriage, till death do you part. King Solomon was the one that wrote this, and he probably came to this conclusion after having 700 wives and 300 concubines. He finally understood the sanctity and being married, loyal and faithful to one wife. He finally understood that God hadn't given him the 999 women. He took them on his own. And as the Bible says, they turned his heart away from God. With all his riches and women, he had a miserable life. Notice Malachi 2 and verse 16. For the Lord God of Israel says that he hates divorce, for it covers one's garments with violence, says the Eternal of Hosts. Therefore, take heed to your spirit that you do not deal treacherously. Yes, Christ said, watch your mind, your attitude, your character, and live up to your I do's. God says he hates divorce. Why would God say that? Well, because as Christ said in Matthew chapter 19, beginning verse 3, verses 3 through 9, notice what Christ had to say here. The Pharisees also came to him, testing him and saying to him, is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for just any reason? And he answered and said to them, have you not read that he who made them at the beginning made them male and female, and said, for this reason a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So then they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore what God has joined together, let not man separate. In other words, marriage is for a lifetime. They said to him, why then did Moses command to give a certificate of divorce and put her away? He said to them, Moses, because of the hardness of your hearts, permitted you to divorce your wives, but from the beginning it was not so. Yes, from the beginning it was one wife to the end, till death do you part. And Christ said, the reason that we divorce now, one of the main reasons, is because of the hardness of our hearts, and we don't want to live up to our marital vows, and we think we find or see someone that we like better. Verse 9, and he said to you, whoever divorces his wife except for sexual immorality and marries another commits adultery, and whosoever marries her who is divorced commits adultery. Yes, just as Malachi said, divorce covers your garments with violence. You are sinning, is what God and Christ are telling us. Well, my friends, I see my time is running out. We'll pick this up in our next program. This is a very important topic that you need to understand. And if you're having trouble in your marriage, or if you want a good marriage when you do marry, then you should request our free articles, Marriage, Just a Piece of Paper, and Spend a Lifetime Together, and the article, Edge of Divorce. Or you may just ask for Articles 211. We'll know what you mean. Call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, 573-238-3675, or you may email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com, or log on to our website, www.thewayitoughttobe.org. Well, this is Pete Hornbuckle on the behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today, and we invite you to continue to listen to the Way It Ought to Be program on this station and several others that you can pick up. Have a good day, my friend, and may God help you understand and live his way.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org. Or call us at 573-238-3675, or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.